We are, in fact, presenting a mentorship program that we think can really spur innovation, job creation, local business, and upward mobility in Aspen to the benefit of the community. And part of the evidence that we will present to that end is from a survey we conducted last year. It was 18 to 40-year-olds who live or work in Aspen. And this program in particular stemmed from what the second most respondents identified as their primary inhibitor to living in Aspen for the long term, which is the ability to source a successful, fulfilling, and economically viable career.
The younger people, ages 18 to 40, who live here, what are they having difficulty with in regard to career?
Well, I think that if you take an objective look at the reality of Aspen, it's still this incredibly vibrant community that we've all come to know and love. There's still a tremendous desire to find roots here. But the simple and stark reality is that the difficulties financially in making that happen have increased dramatically since people started having this dream in the 70s. And so the result of that has been a dwindling 20 to 40 population and a significant increase by percentage in the 60 to 80 population. And so being able to find opportunities for young people to have careers and allow them to stay in the valley is really important.
And one way, one solution, I guess, that your commission has been undertaking is this mentorship program, correct?
Yes, yeah, so the mentorship program is essentially a sort of virtual citizen incubator, if you will. It started with the recognition that we have, you know, two amazing assets in Aspen, which is a young, vibrant, highly educated citizenship. And we also have a very large cohort of successful ex-CEOs or nonprofit leaders or what have you. And so the question became, how do we marry these two groups in such a way that we can increase economic diversity, provide opportunities for people to move up in their careers or their jobs or their status in life, and do so in such a way that actually binds the community together. Effectively, the program is designed to be a revenue neutral program, but we wanted to make sure that we could run this pilot program for a year. We could pay the director of the program, we could get it up and running, and that takes some form of financial contribution.
Well, and you point out that such a mentorship program could create an economic engine for Aspen. How?
That's right. Yeah, sure. I mean, look, whether it's somebody, a chef in town who wants to start their own restaurant or food cart, whether it's a young entrepreneur who would like to start a tech or app-based business, or whether it's just a young lawyer who's looking to move to a new firm or into a new area and is looking for guidance along the way, all of these are opportunities for us to leverage the top talent which already exists in our valley.
Well, and the problem is hanging on to the young population. I mean, how can a mentorship program keep that from happening, especially considering that the survey showed housing is the number one factor limiting young people's ability to live here?
Sure. And housing continues to be a primary concern. That has not changed, and that's why NextGen has taken that issue on as well as another one of its annual priorities. But look, the world in the 21st century offers a lot of promise to those who can take initiative, who can go out and do something new. And we are less and less tied to a locale because more things are moving digitally. And because of that, we are beginning to see, I think, a swell of local business coming back to Aspen. And so we need to empower these people to stay here as opposed to what they have done for the last decade, which is leave.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for the time.